The American Indian Film Festival is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. That's four decades of lifting up Native American voices, stories, and storytellers. The festival's director, Michael Smith, has been there since its founding in Seattle back in 1975. And while there's reason to celebrate the anniversary, he says there's still work to do to make sure Native voices get heard. Michael Smith sat down with KALW's Jen Sheehan to talk about the state of Native cinema and why it's still so important to highlight it.
So tell me about the founding of the American Indian Film Festival, and how did it get started?
I think the foundation goes back to, you know, the late 60s, early 70s, you know, with all of the Indian activism that was occurring during that time. You know, I think we took a lot of cues from the Black Panther movement, to an extent the La Raza. So I kind of grew up with that backdrop. We had Alcatraz, we had, you know, people trying to make a stand and trying to bring our story to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. And so how did the idea for a film festival come to you or come about?
Well, I was working with the group United Indians Foundation in a cultural education project in Seattle. And one time we were talking about media and the imagery of Indians. And, you know, during that time, the early 70s, we had a couple of movies that came out that were commercial films. Little Big Man with Dustin Hoffman and Chief Dan George. And Billy Jack was kind of another anti-hero, you know, that came to, you know, really kind of represent the Indian struggle. So those type of movies were kind of very much of an influence to me, you know, because we wanted to really bring the positive imagery of our people.
So in the last 40 years, what have you seen in terms of the growth of Native cinema? So not just portrayals of Native people in mainstream movies or even indie movies, but Native people actually telling their own stories as filmmaking has become more accessible to everyone.
I think since probably the late 80s, you know, we've seen a growth in work coming from our community. In the recent probably maybe 7 or 8 years, we've seen more of our young people, young artists, you know, writing their stories and you know, renting gear, you know, and making films that, you know, get to the festival level. And as with a lot of independent film, you know, that's kind of where they stay. You know, I think a lot of times the media is more interested in sensational things. You know, you're not going to get any attention if it's American Indian film, if it's unless it was
unless it's sexy and sparkly.
Yeah. And has a white person in front, you know, and actually getting picked up and really being shown in movie houses, because, you know, unless you have the recognition of that title of that film, we're going to stay invisible, you know, as a people. Nobody knows our actors. Nobody knows our films. Nobody knows our performing artists. And there's a little niche of opportunities across the country. You know, a friend of mine, Drew LaCapa, who is an Apache comic, you know, he had really kind of a clever quote, you know, that he talked about saying that we on the reservation, we know all of the popular TV shows and we go to the movies. We see all of these movies. We know about white people, but white people don't know anything about us. And I think that's kind of what the public dwells on. People call our office all the time saying, is there any Indian films? You know, and we...
And you say there's 40 years of our festival's worth, at least.
At least. Uh-huh. And well, this year, you know, we had a sponsor.
Of the festival.
Of the festival.
Great. And I'm speaking with Michael Smith, the director of the American Indian Film Festival, celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. So what are some of the films that you're excited about this year?
We have a couple of feature films that one comes from Canada and one comes from Oklahoma. The first one is a film called La Depp, and it stars a really beautiful young actress, Eve Ringuet, and she comes from Quebec, and it's really a kind of a drama, that plays out in an evening in a convenience store. We have another film called Miko, which is a contemporary feature that comes from a Creek Indian filmmaker, writer, Sterling Harjo. And Sterling is one of our kind of rising stars in film. This film, Miko, played at the Toronto International Festival just a month ago. And, you know, we're honored to show that film as our closing night film on Friday the 13th of November at the AMC Metreon.
Well, let's listen to a clip of that.
Do you know what really happened? Do you know why I really went to jail?
I heard what they said, but I didn't believe them.
Some things have changed. Now the Warriors are on the streets.
You better leave now.
You're saying that in this anniversary year, you're rededicating yourselves to the next generation. And you talk about all of the challenges facing Indian youth, especially on the reservations. Can you talk more about that and how the festival and the American Indian Film Institute is trying to address those issues?
Well, we've, for the last 14 years, we have a program called the Tribal Touring Program. We've been fortunate to be able to outreach to our tribal communities and bring, you know, Indian filmmakers in to work with Indian kids. And I think a lot of times, you know, just seeing another Indian face and hearing that these filmmakers have come from backgrounds very similar to them. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a tradition of storytelling as Indian people, and a lot of cultures have the same attributes. A lot of times, you know, we're kind of get them back in touch with their history. You know, it's very important that they see it and realize and feel it.